from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Chloe, August 7th. 10 stories, evidence-led, no fluff, small inputs compound. Let's get into it. First, from Astral Codex 10, McGregor, the Bridge Builder. The author also talks about cancel culture, where people are judged based on one bad action, and that's all that's remembered. They use the example of Richard Hanania, who was invited to a conference, but all the news articles focused on the fact that he was a conservative rather than the prediction market itself. It's like we're more interested in the scandal than the actual work being done. The author also brings up the example of Anthony Weiner, who had a long career in Congress, but all anyone remembers is his sex scandals. They're saying it's hard to be scrupulously fair to people who have done bad things, but we should try to see them as complex individuals rather than just focusing on their worst actions. It's a tough question, and the author doesn't have a good solution, but they're hoping McGregor will accept the title of this post as partial compensation. The author also mentions how they themselves struggle with this, and how it feels like violence against their brain's attention to try to temper their judgment. They're saying it's hard to see people as complex individuals when all we remember is their worst actions. It's a really interesting piece, and it makes you think about how we judge people and what we value. Next, second, from Monga Bay. Protecting primates could protect thousands of other species, study finds. A 2025 observational analysis looked at 16 primate species in China's Yunnan province, and compared their ranges with those of 601 threatened mammals, amphibians, birds, reptiles, and over 4,000 seed plant species. The researchers asked, if we earmarked enough land for primates, how much of the broader biodiversity would also be covered? They found that designating just 30% of Yunnan as a primate-focused conservation zone would protect roughly 86% of the animal species and about 72% of the plant species, giving each at least a third of its habitat a safeguard. That same area would also secure more than half of the province's annual carbon storage. The takeaway is simple. Primates need large, intact habitats, and those habitats overlap heavily with many other vulnerable species. Protecting primate ranges can act like an umbrella, catching a lot of other life in the same forest. So, if you're weighing where conservation dollars might stretch farthest, the evidence suggests that targeting primate habitats could deliver outsized benefits for a whole suite of plants and animals. Not a miracle claim, just a solid, data-driven option. Up next, third from Science Alert, Ghosts of Forgotten Memories. May linger in the brain, study suggests, and could even be restored. The paper is a single experiment study in fruit flies, Drosophila, published in Nature Neuroscience. Researchers trained flies to avoid a scent paired with a mild shock, then watched the memory fade after about a day. When the flies were later placed back in the same chamber, matching texture, lighting, and context, the avoidance returned, showing the memory could be reactivated. Neural recordings revealed two traces, one that drives behaviour and fades quickly, and a silent trace that stays hidden in different neurons. The cue-rich environment nudged the silent trace back into the active circuit, reviving the memory. Importantly, the same process also produced false memories. A neutral odour presented in the same context later caused avoidance, even though it was never paired with shock. Different neural pathways seemed to underlie genuine versus false recall. These findings suggest that memories may persist in a latent form, retrievable with the right contextual cues, but that the reconstruction process can also generate inaccuracies. The work is limited to flies, so we can't assume the same mechanisms operate in humans, but it offers a useful model for how forgotten memories might be stored and how false memories arise. And then. Fourth, from Science Alert. Scientists are starting to understand the largest biomechanical event on Earth, whales, hunting for food on a single breath. When a blue whale dives below the waves, their heart rate plummets to conserve oxygen. Their massive hearts can slow to just 2 beats per minute as they dive hundreds of meters in search of food. If your heart slowed that much, you'd probably pass out. And yet, somehow, filter-feeding cetacean divers like the blue whale, Balaenoptera musculus, and humpback whale, Megaptera novaeanglii, still manage to lunge after their food, in spite of the extreme bradycardia their bodies are experiencing. Next, fifth, from Monga Bay. How Mennonites in Belize built a land-buying machine taking over forests. Over the past 2 decades, Belize lost around 20% of its forest cover, with much of it attributed to agricultural expansion by Mennonites. A Monga Bay investigation found that Mennonite communities have developed a unique system for acquiring land, pooling financial resources, and consolidating properties under single corporations or church entities. This allows them to outbid private landowners and environmental groups, often using heavy machinery for agriculture. Individual Mennonites are issued certificates to occupy the land, which can be transferred within the community without being legally bought or sold. This system enables the Mennonites to manage their finances efficiently and acquire more land as a collective. As a result, they've become one of the leading national producers of crops and poultry, but at the cost of significant forest loss. Up next, sixth, from Dead Hidden, the map of the dead so far. The piece treats the Bible like a literal map of the afterlife, naming places and occupants, rather than using metaphor. It highlights 2 pins. The graves opened outside Jerusalem that held saints for 3 days, and Abraham's bosom, a specific location with a dialogue, not a symbolic lake. A 3rd pin is teased for tomorrow night, a passage about a one-way ascent from the underworld that moves an entire population, with the next verses revealing the full story. The author invites readers to suggest other missing locations, like the woman at Endor or the 2 never-dead men, and notes that full details are reserved for paid subscribers. And then, 7th, from MD Reports, Fauci held in contempt. So, Anthony Fauci's in a bit of hot water right now. He refused to answer 111 questions at a Senate hearing last week, and as a result, the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee voted to hold him in contempt. This is a pretty serious move, and it could potentially lead to criminal prosecution. The vote was strictly along party lines, with all 8 Republicans in favour and 5 Democrats opposing it, along with 2 who voted against it by proxy. The Democrats tried to delay the proceedings a few times, but their attempts were unsuccessful. Next, 8th, from Monga Bay. On the front lines of conservation in Sumatra, rangers safeguard Batu Teji Forest. Wandi Harmoko has spent more than 15 years walking the ridges of Batu Teji, a 60,000-hectare forest in southern Sumatra that still shelters tigers, siamang, pangolins, slow larises, and sun bears, despite decades of coffee plantation encroachment. He's one of a handful of rangers who, together with satellite-based monitoring and nearby social forestry farms, try to keep the remaining habitat intact. The job is tough. Each patrol can end in confronting illegal clearings and, when necessary, arresting the people involved, which leaves Wandi feeling conflicted because he knows many of them rely on the forest for their livelihoods. The fragile partnership among rangers, technology, and community farmers is currently the best hope for preserving this biodiversity hotspot. Up next, 9th, from Monga Bay. Tree cover is not the same as ecological recovery. Founders Briefs, an occasional series where Monga Bay founder Rhett Ayers-Butler shares analysis, perspectives, and story summaries. A harpy eagle needs large trees for nesting and enough surrounding forest for its young to learn to fly. The Amazon also depends on the eagle. By controlling populations of monkeys, sloths, and other animals, the predator helps limit damage to the forest canopy. Its decline can therefore indicate broader changes in the ecosystem. Governments often assess biodiversity by counting species. And then, 10th, from The Jolly Heretic with Prof. Edward Dutton, how the over-promotion of Jason Arday is like child abuse by mentally ill parents. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyfellow.com. It only takes a few seconds.